Nolte, NBC News. Angry that Hamas hospital hoaxers, like NBC, are losing Twitter influence. By John Nolte on October 21, 2023. Far-left NBC News and a bunch of corrupt intellectuals are angry that the corporate media's Hamas hospital hoaxers are losing Twitter influence. The Hamas hospital hoaxers are especially mad that this loss of influence has become most prominent during Israel's noble and righteous war against the Islamic terrorists, Hamas. There are few things I love more than this paragraph, emphasis mine. Tweets about the Israel-Hamas war from these accounts outperformed popular news accounts belonging to CNN, The New York Times, the BBC and Reuters, despite having far fewer followers. According to the research, NBC News was not included. Across the research period, tweets about the Israel-Hamas war from well-followed traditional news sources garnered 112 million views over 298 tweets. While tweets from the seven newly influential accounts drew 1.6 billion views across 1,834 tweets. Look at those numbers. Look at them. The fake corporate news is earning less than one-tenth the views of seven upstarts. Who are these seven accounts? Who the hell cares? Could they be any worse than the Hamas hospital hoaxers, than those responsible for this? Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7 hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of dead Indian children hoax. Israel bombed hospital in Gaza hoax. But if you must know, here are the new media elite. The researchers branded seven high-performing accounts on X as new elites. Because they have exercised disproportionate power and influence over Israel and Hamas news. The new elites include, Visegrad 24, a news aggregator run by a right-wing Polish social media marketing agency. Mario Nawfal, a Twitter celebrity known for hosting live audio chats focused on cryptocurrency, who was the focus of an NBC News investigation. At Spectator Index, an account self-described as news. Media and data from around the globe, reportedly operated by an Australian Muslim medical doctor. At Colin Rugg, a co-founder of the conservative site Trending Politics. And at Censored Men, a 10-month-old account that before pivoting to the Israel-Hamas war primarily posted in support of the misogynist internet influencer Andrew Tate. After a cursory review, I found that none of those new elites spread the war-slash-violence-slash-hate-creating lie that Israel bombed a hospital in Gaza. However, guess who did deliberately spread that lie? Well, knock me over with the feather. Among countless other corporate media outlets, it was all but one of those listed by NBC above as victims of the evil Elon Musk. Media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. This is CNN. This is the New York Times. This is the BBC. Only Reuters said there was a dispute over the source of the rocket. Oh, and this is NBC News. Here's my favorite part. The disgraced news guard is also a big heap mad. A separate analysis published Thursday by NewsGuard, a nonpartisan company that tracks false narratives online, found verified accounts were responsible for nearly three-fourths of the most viral misinformation about the Israel-Hamas war on Twitter. And you can bet the disgraced news guard does not mean the Hamas hospital hoaxers. Hamas hospital hoaxers at NBC also claim, without evidence, that Musk has his thumb on the Twitter scale against the corporate media. But even NBC's examples of Musk's thumb are a joke. If you read between the lines, the corporate media are angry that Musk has removed his thumb from the scale. This occurs in an environment that has been shorn of many of the credibility signals that served to ground users in the past. One crybaby at the University of Washington's Center for an Informed Public said, specifically, The crybaby said that back in the bad old days, when Twitter awarded checkmarks based on nothing more than some arbitrary system of favoritism, the checkmarks indicated notability. "I got your notability right here, pal." Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of dead Indian children hoax. Israel bombed hospital in Gaza hoax. Because of their lies, hate, lies, cultural bigotry, lies, bias, lies, and more lies, the corporate media are losing what they cherish most, influence. And it is glorious. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.